My name is Mike Santos, and I'm a member of the UMass Anti-War Coalition and UMass Palestine Action Coalition. Just first, we'd like to thank a lot of people who made this event happen tonight. Sigrid Schmalzer of the Militant Committee to Stop the War, Joe Comerford with AFSC and Erica Arthur, Anne-Marie Russo, Karen Pfeiffer, and many other people who helped spread the word. Pretty impressive turnout tonight. And also FIP for organizing the rally that was at 5:30 earlier tonight that many of you attended. A little bit about our guests tonight. We're going to have three panelists, each speak for 10 to 15 minutes each, and then we'll have Q&A for the remaining time. Just so you know in advance, this event is being taped by Amherst Community Television and will also be recorded in audio format for the Trapped Rock Peace Center website. Sarah Schrute, second to my right, teaches political science at Amherst College. He is a specialist on Islamism and Middle East politics and has researched in Lebanon, the occupied territories, Algeria, Sudan, Jordan, and elsewhere, and lectured critically on U.S. foreign policy, the Middle East, international relations, human rights, and the ethics and morality of war, occupation, and terrorism for a decade. Carolyn Oppenheim is all the way at the end of the table. Former reporter for both the Chicago Tribune and Chicago Sun-Times. She's been a peace activist and freelance journalist for 30 years. She advises and writes about Israel-Palestinian peace movements and other conflict resolution initiatives. She founded the U.S.-based Friends of Open House to publicize the work of a unique Jewish-Arab Peace Center in Ramah, Israel, and has served on the boards of the Fellowship of Reconciliation and the Jewish Peace Fellowship. And finally, to my right is Mary Wilson. Mary is a professor of history at UMass Amherst. She is the author of King Abdullah, Britain and the Bacon of Jordan, and co-editor of the Middle East. Presently, she is writing a general history of Syria for Cambridge University Press. She spent the academic year 2005-2006 at the American University of Beirut as a visiting professor. Just some statistics before we start tonight that I was handed briefly before we began. Since what they've been calling the current conflict, even though there's obviously a lot of background that didn't start when it's commonly referred to start, but since the I guess it was the end of June, the number of Israeli dead is 42, 18 civilians and 24 soldiers. The number of Palestinians killed by Israel in the Gaza Strip since the capture of Fort Gilad Shalit is 121. And the estimated number of Lebanese people displaced in fighting is now almost at 1 million. And the number of Lebanese killed so far is 422, of whom 375 were civilians. And the rest were Hezbollah guerrillas and Lebanese soldiers. So tonight we're going to start.